Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Great news.
Yeah?
For music lovers. And I know you love music.
I do. Let's go. What do you got?
The new song, I'm Free, is officially out. You're going to want to download that.
Am I?
Yeah, sure.
What is, from who?
Paris Hilton. It's out. So, I know you've been waiting.
I'm free because she's had such a repressed life and all she's had to overcome. Good for her. Hope she can make it in this world.
There it is.
Yeah. Really. All right. I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's great.
Hey, that's all I have to say. Okay. Hey, music is subjective.
It's true. It's
when one person loves, another person loathes. It's
this,
okay.
This is absolutely true.
It's all right.
Who am I to be critical of someone
else? Who are you?
Who am I? Who am I? Who the hell do I think I am?
Come on.
To mock Paris Hilton's release. Okay. So game seven tonight, Stanley Cup Finals. We've lived this life. Right? We know exactly what this feels like. And it doesn't feel like that long ago. There is a familiarity, correct? With what this does and should feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're a little bit removed from it now, but many of these emotions are still raw inside of me. What a game seven feels like.
Yeah.
Not you?
No, I'm still raw.
Okay.
Of 2009.
Yeah, right. That was one of the strangest experiences in my life.
Very, very, very salty about what happened in 2009.
Yeah. Well, Gator, how do you think, if you are a hardcore Edmonton Oilers fan, how do you think that fan feels today?
Nervy. I'm sure some are chesty. I think they're all over. I think they're running the gamut of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're thrilled that their team has come back from a 3-0 deficit.
Yep.
To get back to this situation and put themselves in a position to win the Stanley Cup, winner take all tonight. But at the same time, you got to be on the edge of your seat, nervous, you know,
yep.
filing down your fingernails. And
did we come all the way back to get crushed in a game seven? Did we come all emotionally destroyed in a game seven? And if you're a fan of the Florida Panthers coming home for game seven, how do you think you feel?
Pissed. Probably a little. I tell you what, if I were the Panthers, I'd be really nervous because the Oilers took it to you for a third straight game, and Connor McDavid was not a factor at all. And that team still beat you and beat you handily.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, this team in Edmonton has beaten up on Florida. I shouldn't say beaten up, but they've outplayed Florida throughout the series. Like, there's no way Florida should be even at 3-3, let alone that they were up 3-0. No way that should have been that way. And yet it was. But now the hockey gods are smiling the other way, and Edmonton is pounding Florida in these three games. So I don't think Florida can feel all that confident. I'm sure they're glad to be back home, but hey, last time they were home, they lost.
I think that if you are a Florida fan, you are in complete and total fear of what your team has done and might be about to do. Total fear. And like paralyzing fear. I can't even imagine blowing a 3-0 lead. With that said, game sevens and are filled with tension. And yeah, it'll be dialed in tonight. But let me ask you this question. What is the most tense you have ever been for a game? Like, it's an excruciating experience. You're in a constant state of stress. And, you know, you're not really even enjoying it until it's over. And hopefully you're enjoying it. But you're so tense in that moment. Like, what is the most tense? Do you have a game that stands out as the most tense game you've ever witnessed?
I mean, there's two that stand out that I was at. The first one was the game seven against San Jose Sharks when Jamie Baker scored the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And that was brutal. That was brutal. I was there at the Joe, sitting one row below the announcers for San Jose. And when the San Jose announcers, I could hear them talking about it and saying that this is the greatest upset in the history. And I, you know, my whatever I was at the time, or old I was at the time, just let out some expletives, knowing full well they're going to go over the broadcast for that for San Jose, and I didn't care.
You let them have it.
I was just pissed, and it was one of those things. Your stomach's in knots when you go in. Next goal wins anyway. Ready, set, puke. We talk about it all the time.
Yep.
And it had that feel to it. But the one that really takes the cake is it's where you feel the momentum shift. And in football, it feels like momentum happens all the time. The shifts happen all the time. And when you could see it coming, it hurts. It was the triple overtime game, Michigan State. Mm. Drew Stanton gets hurt, being tackled by Lamar Woodley, crushes his shoulder. He's out. Damon Dowdell comes in and actually adds to the lead for Michigan State. Michigan State had literally like two plays the whole game. The two long touchdown runs from DeAndre Cobb in that game at Michigan Stadium. And there was a 17-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and I didn't feel good about it.
No, you didn't.
Because I just knew better. I know better. And you and I were together watching the game from the photographer's platform. And at some point, you're like, well, I'm going to start to head down because you had some other duties to do. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to start to head down too. And Michigan scores. I'm like, oh, crap. Here we go. All right, now it's a 10-point lead. I don't feel good about this. And I think there may have been an onside kick recovered or something right like that. I'm like, oh, now I really don't feel good. You know, and I start to head down to the field as well. And I'm in the end zone, and Michigan ties it and forces the overtime, and then you have the nonsense that was trying to cover Braylon Edwards with a 5'9" defensive back and Jaron Hayes. It's not Jaron Hayes' fault. He was in position, but when you got a 6'4" wide receiver that you're trying to cover and he can simply jump over you, put his arms in front of you and snatch the ball away, it's exactly what happened. And that entire time for the last hour of that game, the entire fourth quarter and all of overtime, I could have vomited at any second. And in the end, I wanted to vomit.
So you have touched on something that I think is one of the, that leads to the most tense moments. Because what your most tense moment you've ever had as a fan where you just, it's excruciating and it's painful and you're not enjoying it. like the Game 7 is going to be tonight. That's how it is for fans. One of the key ingredients that I think ratchets up the intensity is in a big game and makes it more excruciating. In a big game like that, when your team jumps out to a lead, and then you start to get that we're hanging on feeling.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened in the most tense game I can ever remember watching. And we'll get to it coming up in 5 minutes. I want to know everybody else's, though. What's the most tense you've ever been watching a game? 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback on that. Champ and Chump votes, get them in. I'll get to the most tense. I ended up standing for the last hour of this game and realized in my living room and realized that I had felt like I had clenched every muscle in my body. I was like holding my breath for long periods of time. And I don't know why this game touched a nerve, but I do know that our team jumped out to a lead and then had that hanging on feeling. And you just, the idea of blowing a lead in the biggest game is the worst.
Yeah.
We will get to that coming up mine in 5 minutes. And we want to know what yours are.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.